Welcome, my friends, to another edition of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour recording. And on this topic, up tonight, is something which I know a lot of people will find interesting. A lot of people have even asked me about this incredible seven-year million-dollar guarantee. How can you pay me on guarantee? IRS will not take anything from me. No, can I levy my bank account, my paycheck, my home, assets? They're all protected? Yes. But how? Well, I will share that with you. So hang in there. We're going to do a long and a short version. Gentlemen, could you cool down this place to get the turbine stopped? Yeah, thank you. Just keep an eye on that, please. A little hot here, guys, in Florida right now at this time of year. So with that, folks, we're going to start momentarily. Of course, as always, those of you who are listening and watching live will get to ask questions by calling in or on your commentaries that you may have on social media that you are posting here. So is IT staff ready to get started, cameraman?
You can record in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Our Freedom Law School can confidently offer you a 7-year million-dollar guarantee that the IRS will not levy and take your bank account, paycheck, or any of your assets? I will answer that question in this presentation. My name is Payman Motahedeh. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School, which I founded in 1996. I have not filed and paid income tax for over 28 years, have not filed for over 30 years any 1040 income tax confession forms with It's Really Satan, IRS. And I'm not in prison. I'm free, sharing, exposing IRS fraud, deception, slavery, and robbery now for 29 years. That there by itself tells you, maybe Payman knows what he's speaking about. So before I go on, let's go to my screen, and we're going to start here at the front page of our website at livefreenow.org, where I make the claim that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. And if you have not watched this short 9-minute video right here, you need to do that. This is the best introduction to the truth regarding the lawful nature of the federal income tax. And what you want to do is to listen to this video twice in your car, then watch it at home the next time and learn how you've been robbed. So watch this, and it links after you watch it. Here it is when you click on it, by the way. And after I click on a YouTube symbol here down at the bottom right of the video, that will take you to the whole video, which is 9 minutes long. On the right side, there's you see 5 more short videos, about 5-6 minutes each, that you want to watch. And also below this video, if you go in the description and click on Show More on the bottom left of the screen, it'll give you the link to the full video that you see here. Click on that, and you get to see the more complete understanding that there is really no law requiring 99% of Americans, like you, very likely, to file and pay the federal income tax. So with that, folks, I want you to know Freedom Law School tries to provide you as much free information to free you if you want to free yourself. It's up to you. You have to make that decision to investigate and verify the laws for yourself that Freedom Law School shows you and for yourself. Okay. So as you see on our screen, folks, if you go on the top right under Income Tax Freedom, drop down menu, there's a bunch of petitions to Congress that you should sign and send to each of your three Congress members. And the two most popular ones are here. How can I free myself from filing and paying U.S. income taxes? There's plenty of information, directions, and a video on how you can do it and how to avoid tax prison 100% of the time, folks. 100% by following the law as published by government's own official websites that Freedom Law School will show you. The second drop-down menu here is free yourself from tax withholding. And here I show you how you can stop your employer from withholding and sending your money to the IRS. Again, there's video on how to do it, as well as written instructions, step-by-step what to do below that. Now, well, let's go back to our front page, and under the educational materials drop-down menu, there's a lot of stuff available to educate yourself. You should take the time and watch these drop-down menu items to educate and free yourself. However, the one called Questions to Ask Your Tax Preparer is a particularly good one, which is right here. These are very important questions that you should ask your tax preparer. And folks, before you file the 1040 tax form, watch this video, which goes over what is in this questions, which are yes or no simple answers, most of them. Bottom line is that you could be convicted and go to prison for 9 years for each 1040 tax form that you prepare, that the tax preparer gets you to sign. That's right. That means that if you fill out 5 1040 income tax confession forms, you can go potentially up to 45 years in prison. Practically a life sentence, because you filled out simply and signed by a piece of paper that TurboTax, HR Block, bookkeeper, CPA, tax lawyer had you sign and give to the IRS. So do your homework on this stuff first, okay? And of course, there's a video about this also on this issue on this page that, folks, you should watch, and I'll give you more explanation. Here it is about this topic, okay? Now, at the bottom of this page, of course, is the other video, Avoid U.S. Income Tax Prison 100% of the Time to Be Safe. And remember, these are short videos that link to the longer, more detailed videos, okay? Now, let's get to the heart of the matter you wanting to know about this. The Royal Fair package is a seven-year million-dollar guarantee. Now, let me tell you this, folks. Again, you don't have to sign up for this Royal Fair package. I'm trying to give you as much as possible to do it on your own, okay? Especially if you're young, especially if you're poor. Even though I dropped the price as low as I can for younger people, as you can see, for it could be as low as $400 a year, still I'm trying to make it all available to you as free as I can. So first of all, just in short, what is the Royal Freedom Package? It's education, number one. Two, writing your congressman about the income tax law, deception and robbery to the congressman to have them stop the IRS from stealing American people's money and making us all poor. And then any IRS issue that comes up, Freedom Law School will handle it for you. They won't have to do anything. And prevention is worth the pound of cure. You will get unlimited consultation, unlimited help of any sort that is needed. And for 7 years, IRS will not be able to levy nothing, your bank account or paycheck at all, or any of your property. Okay? So let's go to now to to sit under our Field Marshal of Victories. Field Marshal of Victories, I have been Yarish myself. You see, our students have been Yarish. And so we have victories also against the California Franchise Tax Board. So these three drop-down menu items, I'm going to open them for you right now to see. There it is. This is student victories against the IRS. This is victories against the Franchise Tax Board. And I'm going to open up for you right now, Field Marshal itself, beating the IRS as well. And folks, that's where the IRS try to come after me. And folks, and I've beaten them since 1990s, folks. You see them all right there. So check these out for yourself if you want to know more about us. Here it is, About Us page under Home. About Us page is right there. A little biography about Field Marshal. Me and I will put more on there for you as well. However, you're wondering, Paymon, how do you do it, though? Well, folks, first of all, TurboTax, HR Block, bookkeepers, accountants, and CPAs are all completely worthless. Completely. They know nothing about tax law. They know only how to follow IRS's manuals and procedures, which are not law, that are put by the IRS. This is the federal tax law, the Internal Revenue Code. This is the federal tax laws, okay? And you see here, folks, this is a big book with tissue-thin paper, tiny font pages, right? And you see, this is my newer book. My older book from 1999, okay, is right here. Got a little beat up over 20 years. You can hardly read it because it's been used. And you see the last part? You know why the last part has the most amount of tabs that I use? Because this is procedure and administration. This tabs are to the technical procedures IRS must follow. So here it is, a tab I put on here. You'll see how that the relevant language for me to refer you to follow. This one, for example, about, you know, this one's our definitions, but there are other ones about all kind of different things. I'll highlight the relevant language in a tab for future reference. This is decades of work. People before me, before they got to me in the Freedom Movement and taught me what they knew, for me to even improve upon, been taught to me since 1992. So I'm going to show you now on our computer. Here we go, on my screen. This is the areas of tax law in which Freedom Law School knows how to beat the IRS. And yes, but only some tax lawyers know how to do some work in some of these areas. I'm not kidding you. Even tax lawyers don't know most of this stuff, and not to a degree that I do. And I'll tell you why in a minute, okay? But I guess I should tell you first. The reason they don't know is this. Tax lawyers are quite expensive. From the get-go, they charge $300 to $1,000 an hour or more. You don't believe me? Call Robert Bernhoff. He's attorney of Larry B. Kraft. Joseph Bannister, the former IRS special agent student of mine who quit the IRS to expose the IRS fraud. This is Joe's book. He charges $850 an hour. You don't believe me? Call Don McPherson, Mac McPherson, 800-BEAT-IRS in San Diego, California. Been a friend of mine for over 20 years. He's in his late 70s. And he's a certified bar tax law specialist and certified by the bar criminal law specialist. And about 12 years ago on his own, one time he told me, maybe 14 years ago, Paymon, you are smarter than any paralegal I ever met and smarter than most lawyers that I know. That was not me asking him. That was him giving me a compliment because I was teaching him about the collection due process hearing law, which took effect in 1998. And I'm going to show you these things that even these tax lawyers, even the good ones, don't really know because they charge so much. It's not worth it for you to hire a tax lawyer unless the case is a minimum of $100,000 or $200,000 or more. I mean, Robert Bernhoff, the typical case he takes is minimum $50,000 to $100,000 starting deposit. Well, are you going to get much experience when, you know, all your clients must come up with $50,000 to $100,000 upfront first? The number of clients you potentially could have would be much smaller because most people do not have that kind of a money or tax problem. So you don't get that many cases to experience and learn. Whereas me, as a freedom-loving political legal activist, I got into this stuff in 1992. I was a Libertarian Party activist first. I made it affordable to people who were poor like I was. I got a lot of experience that they don't have. So here's the list. First thing is for your law school knows how to handle these things called a notice of deficiency, which is basically a formal audit. Because all these informal audits that your accountant, CPA may do for you, they're absolutely garbage. Have no legal meaning at all. They're just a way for your accountant or CPA or enrolled agent to suck you dry of money by saying, well, we got to give more documents to the IRS. They want no more. I get to charge them hourly for helping the IRS rape my clients. All that you should ignore. The formal one, the notice deficiency, they do not know how to handle because you have to go to the U.S. tax court, and they do not know how to do that. Only tax lawyers know how to do that, and those guys, like I said, are so expensive, it's not even worth it. You might as well just pay the IRS off and get over a lot of times. So that's the first the IRS does, I mean, Freedom Law School does, for you, affordably without royalty and package, annual fee, fixed cost program, okay? Now, next thing is, collection due process hearings. These are hearings before the IRS steals your money. Yes, you have a right to have a hearing before the IRS steals your money. But again, these tax professionals do not know how to handle these things. They don't even ask for them a lot of times. Freedom Law School has a tremendous amount of experience in this area. Also, IRS can summon you, testify against yourself, and produce records against yourself. Guess what? I've done that for so many people, and I've beaten the IRS on these first-party summons of you since 1995 was the first one I did, okay, many times. The IRS also may summon others. About you, third parties, like your bank account or your, you know, employer, the stuff they want to know about you. Okay, guess what? Those are much harder, and they can be beat sometimes, though. Okay, and Freedom Law School knows how to do that, and I've beaten the IRS. In fact, my own case, back in about 2006, the IRS's criminal investigation division agent, special agent, was after me, someone in the hotel records, I had an event at, I sued the agent and the government for damages and forced the IRS to retract that criminal summons they had issued. As far as I know, I'm the only one in America that has ever done anything like that. Okay. Also, if the IRS try to take you home, I've got experience on knowing how to do that. And on top of that, state income tax agencies. There are 42 states in America that claim to have some kind of an income tax. Again, no one has experience in every single state. Nobody. But I got a lot of experience here in law school in many states like California extensively, New York, Wisconsin, other states, because I've done it for such a long time, almost 30 years. Now, let me tell you something else, folks. All this stuff takes time. You see, these are things that you're not going to get out there with your tax professional. They do not know how to do these things. That's why you lose right away. That's why there's an image out there. You talk to people out there. Oh, IRS can just take your stuff. They can just take your stuff. If you do not know how to timely and correctly challenge the IRS. If you know how to timely and correctly challenge the IRS, it could take years and years for the IRS to take anything from you, even if you were to lose. All you're doing, you're exercising your rights and the legal procedures made by Congress that you are supposed to follow correctly. You just follow the law correctly. So with that, 7, 8, 9 years or more could take before the IRS can legally take even $1 by force of levy for your bank account, paycheck, business, commission, assets, or anything. That's why you get that incredible 7-year guarantee. IRS will not take anything from you, and I will reimburse you up to $1 million if that were to happen. And I'm not going to make that guarantee without knowing that I got this stuff figured out. I know how much it takes to go through this process, even if it's worst case scenario. Now, let me give you an example of this, which is not on our website. I myself, IRS came after me back in 2011 for years 2001 through 2006. For 6 years, IRS cannot put me in jail because they know I'll beat them. So they're trying to harass me with their money civil kind of a lawsuit. That was 2011. And you know that case is still on appeal. By the way, all these cases you could I mentioned to you, you could appeal them to them at least one or two level before you're done. And these legal processes take time. If you hire a lawyer out there, it'll cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars, assuming they know what field law school knows how to do it, which they don't. But field law school knows how to do them all correctly from the beginning. So in this case of my own, it started in 2011. Due to government mishaps and screw-ups, this case is on appeal, still not done. First, the agent rushed through and refused to meet with me about the case and made this case such a bad case because she refused to meet with me with her manager, number one. Number two, the case was because she screwed up, took so long that the trial attachment was not long enough. We had to continue it to another trial session, which happens every 6 months at that time in Los Angeles. Then, because of government budget negotiations, there was a federal government shutdown, and our trial date was canceled to another trial session. Okay, then after the case is done, okay, then we want a separate appeal for me and my wife because they had us all in one case, separate appeals for her and I. The Court of Appeal shoved us together even though we want a separate appeal for each of us. So that wasted more time. Then we moved to Florida. We want to have the case heard in the Florida Court of Appeal, 11th Circuit, and the government lawyer insisted, no, I want you back in 9th Circuit Overseas, California. You know, even though for him it makes no difference, zero, whether we're in California, you know, or New York Courts of Appeal, 11th or 9th Circuit makes no difference for him. But he insisted. And then we have the corona hoax happen. You know, oh, you know, so that causes, you know, a lot of disruptions. I have to get a lawyer on my cases. To have a lawyer on the name of my brief will help our chance of success. The judges, if the brief is not with the lawyer's name on it, they don't take it as seriously. It's a sad reality. So here we are, 10 years ago, this whole case started, 10 years my own, and it's still not done. It won't be done. We haven't filed the appeal brief yet. One appeal brief has not even been filed. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, the tax court judge screwed up after the case was over, and because of his screw up, that delayed the case about 2 years. These government people are so incompetent. They delay things because of their incompetence and arrogance and foolishness. But it only can help you when it comes to the IRS, because that just gives you more time to prepare, okay, and gives you more period of safety, even a worst case scenario. But remember, so your lawsuit actually beats the IRS, as you see on our victories on our website. Let me show it to you again. You ought to go and check it out for yourself and see under Freedom Law School victories. There it is. Okay. Check out these victories for yourself and how it's done. So that is why Freedom Law School can make that incredible, unique guarantee that no organization or individual in the universe can make for you. Get with Freedom Law School's Royal Freedom Package, and as you see here, safely and lawfully, by following the law as published by government on their own official website, stop filing and pay income taxes with peace of mind. Okay? So, folks, and another thing I want to suggest to all of you is consider this. Please share our website with others. Give them the opportunity to be free of IRS deception and slavery. And look at this. I want to pay you, each of you, okay, up to $4,500 cash, tax-free, okay, by telling others about Freedom Law School and IRS deception. This is called the Freedom Opportunity Plan, okay? You check it out, folks, this link right here, okay, and it gives you the details there. Folks, go out there and have fun. Share the truth. Become a subscriber to our YouTube channel, to our Facebook page. Like our videos. And text the front page of Freedom Law School website to your friends right here, folks. Send it to them and say, look, watch, listen to this 9-minute video in your car on your way to or from work, and then watch at home. You'll be delighted. You'll be delighted. Let them have the opportunity. Let them connect this presentation, this video, on their car's audio system. They can watch it later at the home after they heard it twice in the car. That will get the interest up. That way they can be free, you can be free, and thank you, my friends, for sharing all this truthful information to our fellow Americans to help every one of them, all of us, be free. We want to get rid of this deception and free American people of the slavery of the income tax. Thank you. I love you. I'll be back with you next week with more freedom education that will help you be free now. How long was it?
That was 28 minutes.
Okay. Let's do a short version now. Okay, so I'm going to pretty much skip it, skip a lot of stuff that we have because I have to. Okay. Folks, I'm going to do a short video, then I'm going to get your questions answered. Okay? Okay. Let's see now. Let's do it.
All right, we're going to go ahead and start in 3, 2, 1.
How can Freedom Law School confidently offer you a 7-year $1 million guarantee that the IRS will not, by force, take your bank account, paycheck, or any of your assets? I will show that to you now. My name is Peyman Motahedeh. I am the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. First, you want to go to our website and find out for yourself that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. Go to livefreenow.org and you see this 9-minute video right here. You should listen to it in your car twice and then watch it at home. And here's the video, folks. It comes with a few other short videos on this playlist and a more detailed version of this video you'll see here below in the description of the video. Watch that first, folks. The key, folks, to all of this is this, my friends, okay? I've done this for such a long time, and I know all these areas how to beat the IRS, that accountants, bookkeepers, enrolled agents, CPAs, even many tax attorneys have no idea. All these things. Formal audits called notice of deficiency with tax court, Freedom Law School does. Collection due process hearings. Hearings before the IRS steals your money, Freedom Law School does. IRS summons of you and others to testify and produce records about you. I know that too. IRS trying to take you home. Got experience in that too. Even state income tax agencies. And why do I know them better than even the tax attorneys? Because I'm not an attorney, folks. Because I've done this for since 1992 for a long time as a freedom-loving patriot. And I got to help people at very low cost, not an expensive attorney. So I got a lot of experience in areas that attorneys cannot get that experience. They charge too much. Therefore, they have very few clients. So Freedom Law School has incredible knowledge, and I know all these processes. They all take time, folks. And so because of that, 7 years will go by at the minimum before the IRS can take anything of yours by force of a levy. Okay? So that is the key. What you want to do, folks, is watch the video that is a longer description of this thing right here. Okay? Watch a longer version of this thing in the description below. I'll give you more information about this topic, a fuller explanation, how you can have peace of mind with Freedom Law School's Royal Freedom Package. Lawfully, you can stop filing and paying income tax, okay, by following the law as published on the official websites of the United States government and Freedom Law School. With our Royal Freedom Package, we'll give you this guarantee that the IRS will be kept from levying your money for 7 years minimum, or Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to an incredible $1 million. Thank you for watching, and be sure, folks, to watch the more detailed video on this topic in the description below. Okay, let's go to your questions, my friend. Who do we have with questions tonight?
I only have one question,
Area code 530, caller. Okay. You are live with Freedom Law School, my friend. Give me your first name only for your privacy. Tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. Caller, you are live. Area code 530. Are you there? Caller from area code 530 with a question. If so, announce yourself, please.
Yes, sorry, this is Dave.
Repeat your name loud and slow, please.
Yeah, my name is Dave.
Dave. Yes, Dave. And how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
I think I bumped into you through Jeff Berwick, the Dollar Vigilante.
Great. Fantastic.
But I may have bumped into you sooner than that. I've seen a lot of your videos. So I've been tracking you for about 3 months.
Very good. And how may I assist you?
Yeah, so I'm in California. And so you've kind of satisfied me a bit with the federal angle, although there's some questions there, and I'm planning to purchase one of your courses in the near future. But I've read some of the victories that you were talking about with the Franchise Tax Board in California, and so that sounds a lot scarier. So my situation is this, and I'll try to make it brief. I've divorced. I've lived in California since 2004. I've paid my taxes every year up until this May the 17th, when I did not. I have not in California yet. So I'm thinking I might need to do something like get my accounts online or move 2 hours away just across the border into Nevada and then keep a house here in California under a trust, or just get your advice in general on what would be some wise approaches to avoiding, you know, an ounce of prevention, you know what I'm saying? So that's my question. How do I prevent having to deal with them, you know, if possible? Or should I pay this year and then make the changes next year?
Like you said, an ounce of prevention is worth the pound of cure. However, without getting a lot more details from you, I cannot give you an exact recipe that works for your situation. For example, for me, what I did, I just fled, voted with my foot, left that communist republic into a free Florida, okay? That was the easiest thing for me. Can you do that? Can you leave that communist state anytime soon?
Well, like I said, my daughter is here, and it'll be another 4.5 years before she's 18.
So that
I have
for you
to
close for another 4.5 years. That's realism.
Right.
That's the details I need to know. We probably should do a one-on-one private detailed consultation, but let me try to help you right now anyhow with some general guidelines without taking way too long, because this can get into a whole, you know, long, long discussion. Okay?
No, I understand.
So second question, are you an employee or self-employed, and what do you do for a living, and how much do you make approximately? All that will be helpful to know.
Yeah, well, I'm an employee of two California schools, community college and a university, so I'm a government employee, and I'm planning to change that. I'm recently self-employed as a couple of years ago, and I'm planning to grow this much bigger in the near future. I would say currently my net or my gross income is just north of $100,000 a year.
Now, you said you were a community college and university teacher or employee, but you also started your own business. So right now, what percentage of your incomes come from your business versus working for the state of California, approximately?
Probably about half and half, about $50,000 each.
Okay. So the $50,000 that the state of California itself gives you, that's much harder to put than the other. And many other people, for example, you know, what they do is they say, well, I'm going to take my business out of California to Nevada, Texas, or Florida, and you can do the same thing. You can have it set up very easily to be based out of California. And
my LLC is based in Nevada.
Very good. That you got a good thing going on right there. You're doing a smart thing already, because it's not in California. It's someplace else, And California, like all the 50 states of the union, there are their own separate independent countries with their own legislature, governors, and judicial system, just like France, Germany, and Italy are part of the European Union, which is a bunch of countries in a union.
Mm-hmm.
And California has no power or jurisdiction in Nevada or any other states of the union or any place else on earth. So you did a good thing already.
Right. I mean, my goal is to actually quit working for both of these institutions, hopefully
yes.
by the spring.
Absolutely. Then that's a great way to go, to leave those socialist, communist indoctrination campuses, these woke, racist, socialist campuses. You leave them as soon as you can. You come to Florida if you want to be a professor or employee and still have your own business if you want to. By the way, I recommend you consider Central Florida the freest part of America with prosperity and freedom and great weather all at the same time. Have you looked at what other states you're looking to maybe relocate to?
Well, I mean, I've actually been looking at multiple places, including Mexico, leaving the U.S. altogether. But I like the idea of Florida. I'm originally from Virginia. So I might go back there into the Shenandoah region. But I agree with you. I think Florida and Texas and like South Dakota are some states that seem to have reasonable governors, reasonable, leaders there. I would call them leaders. But so I'm quite interested in moving. It's just the hassle of, being able to manage time with my daughter, which I need to do over the next 4.5 years.
And also, you may want to transition a little bit before that 4.5 years and just fly back and forth, because flying now is much cheaper than it used to be a few decades ago. It's like a taxi ride these days. So you don't have to stay the entire 4.5 years. Hopefully you might be able to make a transition with your daughter, having her come out of California. I would suggest that you want to leave the International Communist Republic of Mexicania, not just for you, but for her. Give her a chance to take roots some of the place where America is still America, not this communist cesspool that the American seeds have become. And let me warn you about going to Virginia, which because suburbs of D.C. have moved in that Virginia, where the Jefferson and Washington used to be from, it's all a communist democratic republic now. So Jefferson said, Thomas Jefferson, American people will be free as long as a large number of people live in the countryside. The cities become, even way back in Jefferson times, he knew where cesspool of corruption and criminality and ignorance and homelessness, even way back then. So Florida is decentralized. That's why it's a free state. Miami's our armpit. Don't go there. Okay, that's southeast area. So if you don't mind the cold weather, South Dakota is good too. But you want to take your daughter where a place which is the future to get married and have children, versus that place that women have these careers. By the time they want to get married, they're over 30, and oftentimes they don't end up getting married, having any children. And then they realize the mistakes they made because they bought into all the lies of feminism and woke and all the other nonsense. They've been brainwashed in that place. So I would suggest you consider those options for your daughter's future as well. Anything else, Dave?
Well, I certainly could have some more questions, but I don't want to monopolize your show, but I really appreciate it, Paymon. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. Does anybody else have any questions, guys? Okay. Call from area code 262. Area code.
Okay. So Florida is decentralized. That's why it's a free state.
All right.
Miami's
262
are
and 862.
Don't go there.
Okay, that's 262. What is your first name, my friend?
Weather,
and how
South
do you about the
But you want to take your daughter where a place which is the future
caller from Meredith,
because Meredith
and
have children versus that place that woman has careers.
Turn the volume down on the computer because I can hear you.
You
turn it down, my friend, and speak up.
And then they realize
I don't think it's there. Let's go to call from Miracle 832. He's not even listening. Call from Miracle 832. Are you there? Give me your first name and how did you hear about us? And then your question, please.
832, my name is Oran Banks, and I heard about you, Mr. Payman, through Sherry Peel Jackson some years back. And last night I got an email, and I just read it and looked at it, and I thought about all of the changes that's going on now, especially in crypto. So, and, you know, just getting a lot of information off your website last night, preparing for this call, I realized that you see it too, and you know that it's very needed and necessary for the average individual to recognize what's right and what's the truth. So definitely moving forward, I want to become very instrumental in the cryptocurrency and the blockchain field for the education, because I see it as a coordinator and a founder of a crypto platform that educates individuals and shows them how to grow their cryptocurrency. And I'm also a project manager on the world's first income producing home, which is the Bitcoin house. So we have a lot of people that's interested in the house. It's a high end luxury type of a house, but I know those type of numbers for the average individual is going to incur the purported capital gains or taxes that with the right education information can easily go away. So I just wanted to, throw that out there and look at, I'm reading in the text now, one of the questions from
Ralph. What's your name again? What was your name again?
O-R-A-N, Oran Banks.
Oran, okay. All right. Thank you, Oran. Very unique name you have, my friend. So what is your question again? I missed your question, my friend.
It's not really a question now, because I see that you do address the cryptocurrency side of taxes, capital gains, and things of that nature. That I notice a lot of people are getting into cryptocurrency. They're getting a lot of profits, but yet they willingly going to pay something that they don't have to if they knew about Freedom Law School. So I definitely want to take advantage of the Freedom Opportunity Plan and kind of work that into getting the information out to people to learn about Freedom Law School and the rights that we have.
Well, thank you, my friend. I hope you do that, my friend. Hope you do well with that. Okay.
Good.
So you have no question right now you want to ask me at this time?
No, sir.
No? Okay. All right. Bob, you bring up the subject of cryptocurrency, which is a very important topic to me. I think in the future years, it's going to become a bigger and a bigger part of the economy. Because, you know, all this government and bank created money out of thin air by fraud. They all are going on in value all over the world. They all are going, out of, you know, value because they're printing so much of them. And cryptocurrency is an honest currency. That's what makes it such a special thing. It's honest. And so you're doing the right thing by being in the cryptocurrency. Now, let's see. What I want to tell you guys was something interesting, which I had noticed about the tax form. I'm going to bring on my screen for those of you into crypto. This is a 2019 1040 income tax form, okay? You notice in this 2019, it's just a regular thing. Below your name and address top section, there is nothing asking you about crypto, right? Crypto is not even a part of this thing. But now I'm going to look up online, as you see. I'm going to go to look for the 2020 1040 tax form. And guess what you'll see as it comes up, okay? The 2020 tax form, they had a question about cryptocurrency right up front on the form that you must answer. Here it is, the 2020 form. What does it say? Here it is. The first blue line before your name and address area at any time during 2020. Did you receive, sell, send, exchange, or otherwise acquire any financial interest in any virtual currency? You must answer yes or no. So you have to put the rope around your neck and answer question yes if you have any cryptocurrency. The only way, the best way to avoid this problem is by not signing a 1040 form at all in the first place. Because when you sign and you answer that question, look, where it says in big print here on the second page, it tells you to sign here. Let me get my mouse around this for you, my friend. Hold on a second. Here we go. It says sign here in big print. But guess what? In tiny print, you cannot read. It says under penalties of perjury, I declare. Under oath, you swear to all that information and all the return and the company schedules and statements to be true, correct, and complete. You are signing and put a rope around your neck under penalties of perjury, which I showed you before, folks. That means you can go to prison for up to 7 years, okay, which is that I think in this page. No, here we go. Question to ask your tax preparer. Yep. You can go to prison for 5 years for tax evasion for each 1040 form, 3 years for fraud and fraudulent statements, and for fraudulent returns, 1 year. Combined, it could be 9 years for each 1040 tax form, and you can go to prison. All you crypto investors, you want to stay away from a 1040 form like the plague. All right. Any other questions, Oren? Okay. Should we go back to 262? Diana on area code 262. Are you there, Diana? Diana, turn your computer down so that I have echo of my own voice. Please turn the volume on your computer down. And how did you hear about Freedom Loss, Diana?
Hello, Paymon. My name is Diana in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Okay. And how did you hear about Freedom Loss, Diana?
I plead the fifth.
Okay. So how can I help you? What's your question?
My question is this. I recently got a letter stating that the president gave me $1,400 and that it was deposited into my account as part of some stimulus assistance, and I am disabled on Social Security disability. First, should I believe the letter? And second, if it's automatically deposited into my account, how will that affect me at tax time? May I also add that in 2019, I foolishly filed my taxes when I had been working for 6 months for Costco, but I do not pay taxes now since I am on Social Security disability as of August 2020 and do not work for an employer.
Well, because you filed the 2019 tax form, Diana, you know, they automatically supposedly put that money in your bank account. And the letter that you received, over 100 million Americans received the same form letter that the IRS mailed on behalf of the phony baloney President Joe Biden as a promotion for him that he's such a wonderful guy. Okay, so the money, if it's an account, it's there. But the letter was sent by mass. That's everybody. That's all there is to it. Don't worry about it. It'll cause you no problems of any kind whatsoever. Make the best of your life. Does that help you, Diana? Any other questions?
Yes, that's it. God bless you, Paymon.
All right. Thank you for asking, Diana. Any other questions we have tonight? That's it. Okay. I got a short video. I did do short, didn't I? Okay. All right. Well, that we're done for tonight, folks. Listen, I got to make an announcement. Before I forget, I got to let you guys know this. The Royal Affiliate Package membership is going to go up August 1st from $9,000 to $9,900. And for younger people, 35 and under, that the cost is lower, which every age bracket, those are going to be adjusted up as well. Something else you all should know is inflation is coming back. Prices are going to be rising for the next 7 years or so or more before we get unemployment again, stagflation, like we had in the late 70s under President Jimmy Carter. So I expect housing prices to go up further, inflation to go up further, food, everything else go up, some shortages. Okay, because all this corona hoax money has been printed out, sent out there, where people were told, sit home, do not produce any goods or services. You have a lot more supply of paper money, fiat money, currency, less goods produced. That means the value of money will go down and the cost of goods will go up. So be prepared for that. So if you want to take advantage of the price increase, you want to get our Royal Film Package now before the price goes up. If you're going to be referring people to film law school, you'll be saving them some money if you refer them now. If you wait after that, rather you refer them after August 1st, it's going to go up to $9,900, and instead of $4,500, I'll pay you $5,000, up to $5,000 for each referral. So you'll get paid more. But you probably want to get your friend introduced to film law school now, give them the chance to be free. If they want to do it on their own, on our website, livefreenow.org, put it on the screen, please, as well, you know, as our YouTube channel, Facebook. There's a lot of tools available for them to free themselves. So they can do that route, or if they feel they want to be secure with Freedom Law School, with our Royal Freedom Package, to be behind them, that's available too. But give them the option, because freedom is about making choices, having choices to make. So now you have a choice, my friend, to be free, afraid, or love freedom and be free. Choose freedom and choose to be free. Thank you for watching. Okay.